Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, and Abhinna Krishna, but he came as a form of devotee to teach the highest aim of life. What is the highest aim, the ultimate aim, the highest perfection of life? That life means a human life. There are 84 species of life, but human form of life is rare, durlabham. Durlabham manusam janamam. Manusa janma, human form of life is durlabha. And what is its purpose? Labdha sudullava idam bahusamvante manusya matthava manitya matiya dhira. 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam states this thing. Labdha sudullava idam bahusamvante manusya matthava manitya matiya dhira. After undergoing so many species of life, in so many different planetary systems, one gets this rare form of life that is human form of life. What's its purpose? It is anitya, but it is arthado. It's temporary. It will never last forever. But it is arthado. What does it mean, arthado? Arthado means you can achieve paramartho, which is beyond or transcendental to four purusharthas. Dharma, artho, kama, moksha is known as four purusharthas. It's beyond that paramartha. That paramartha means this transcendental loving service and love. Premamayi seva. The service with prema, with love, that love of Godhead, that is the purpose of this human life. So this prema, the question of prema, the love of Godhead, we should achieve this thing, this form of life, human form of life. Unless one achieves this, gets this, in this form of life, having born as a human being, the life is wasted. That is stated also in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nudeham Adyam Sulabham Sudullabham Pavam Sukalpam Guru Karnadharam Mayan Kulena Navasya Taitam Puman Bhavabdhina Karit Sva Atmaha. Nudeha, this human form, the human body, is rarely obtainable. At the same time, it is sulava prabha. Prabha means a boat, nauka. Very good boat to cross over this ocean of nations. Avidya sagar. Prabham sukalapam guru karnadharam. But it requires karnadhar, boatman. Steer the boat, that is guru, spiritual master. And what is the business of that guru? Mayanu kulena navasya taritam puman bhavabdhina tarit atmaha. That guru, spiritual master, is a great devotee who is always engaged in loving service, premamayi seva. Loving service to the Lord. And himself practices in his life and teaches. That's the guru's business. He is Acharya. Acharya means Achinoti Sastrartham Acharya Sthapayati Sangacharati Acharya Sthema Kirtita. By Puran states this thing, the definition of Acharya. Achinoti Sastrartham is given, that is given in Sastra, Vedic literature. He has understood it, its purpose, and he himself practices in his very life. In other words, we can say, the embodiment of శాస్త్రం, భాగవతో భాగవత శాస్త్ర దృష్టాన్ని భాగవత నామ సునా జాయ్, ఏక్ గ్రంథ భాగవత ఆర్ ఏక్ భోక్త భాగవత. దిస్ నేమ్ భాగవత వి హియర్ ఇన్ టూ ప్లేసెస్, వన్ ఇస్ ది స్క్రిప్చర్ భాగవత అండ్ అనదర్ ఇస్ డివోటీ భక్త భాగవత, ఇస్ ఎంబడిమెంట్ ఆఫ్ భాగవత. సో ఆచినోతి శాస్త్రార్థం వన్ అబ్జర్వ్ ప్రాక్టైజెస్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ ది శాస్త్ర తత్వ ఇన్ ఇస్ లైఫ్ అండ్ స్వయం ఆచరతి ఆచర స్థాపయతి teaches it by his practical life demonstration to his followers, to his disciples and people in love. It's Acharya. Mahaprabhu ke to teach this thing as Acharya, as a devotee. And though he is Krishna himself, he came as a devotee. Therefore, who will teach this thing? Nobody else, Krishna, can teach this thing. This is very confidential teaching, most confidential, guhyatama. One cannot achieve this knowledge through his own endeavor, through his mental speculation, through his mundane scholarship. It cannot be achieved unless Krishna himself favors. This is the purpose. Therefore, it is stated here in Kathopanishad, Namatma pravatane labhyana medhayana bahuna srutena jamamesa vrunate tena labhyas tasisatma vibrunate tanushvang. Kathopanishad says this thing, నామాత్మా ప్రవర్తనే లబ్ధన మేధయాన బహునా శ్రుతేన జమవే సవృణతే తేన లబ్ధస్తసి సాత్మా విభృణతే తన స్వాం. యు క్యాన్ నాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ పరతత్వ పరమాత్మతత్వ ది నాలెడ్జ్ రిగార్డింగ్ దిస్ పరతత్వ సుప్రీమ్ అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ బై యువర్ ఓన్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్, ఓన్ ఎండ్యూవర్, ఓన్ మున్నెన్ స్కాలర్షిప్. నౌ బహునాశ్రుతేన నా ప్రవచనేన బై హియరింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ డిఫరెంట్ పర్సన్ కర్మీస్, జ్ఞానీస్, జోగీస్, సోషల్ రిఫార్మర్స్, ముండెన్ రాంగ్లర్స్, ముండెన్ లర్నెడ్ స్కాలర్స్, నో యూ కెన్ నాట్ బికాస్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ కృష్ణ సచిదానంద విగ్రహో సచిత్ ఆనందమయ విగ్రహో. Sat means Sastvato eternality. Chit, Jnanamaya is full of Jnana. And Ananda means full of pleasure. It's pleasure. It's Sajid Ananda. So he is the source of knowledge. So knowledge comes from him. So unless he himself favors, himself says, it cannot understand. నామాత్మా ప్రవర్తనే లబ్ధన మేధయాన బహునా శ్రుతేన జమ వైశ్వ గుణితే తేన లభ్య తస్సాత్మా వివృణితే తన స్వామి. కృష్ణ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీవన్స్ హార్ట్ యాజ్ పరమాత్మ సూపర్ సోల్ ఇస్ నోన్ యాజ్ దైత్య గురు. వెన్ సమ్ ఇండివిజువల్ సోల్ బికమ్స్ సో మచ్ ఇన్క్యూజిటివ్ టు నో దిస్, సో మచ్ ఈగర్ టు నో దిస్, then Paramatma favors. He assumes a body. Jamavishwabhunate tena labhyastasi satma vibhunate tanu swam. Tanu means body. He assumes body and comes manifest here as a guru, spiritual master, to teach this thing. So spiritual master or guru is the representative of the Lord, who is always engaged in loving service of the Lord. So one must approach such a spiritual master, then if he can get the mercy of spiritual master, then this will be revealed. Jnana will be revealed, knowledge will be revealed. The spiritual master, what does spiritual master do? who engages his disciples in the loving service of the Lord. That is favorable wind to this boat to cross over this ocean of nations. Assuming a human body, if someone doesn't do it, Atmaha, he commits self-suicide. That is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Mahaprabhu came himself to teach this thing, especially in this Kali Yuga. Mahaprabhu came. Assumes he came as a devotee. He thought up that I must go. Yuga dharma pracharimu nama sankirtanu. Jai bhava bhakti diya nachamu bhuvan. Apani karimu bhakta bhava angikare. Apani achari bhakti sikhamu sadare. This is statement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yuga dharma pracharimu nama sankirtanu. Jai bhava bhakti diya nachamu bhuvan. This I will go and what is this Yuga Dharma? What is the Yuga Dharma of Kali Yuga? Harirnam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalunasti, Vanasti, Vanasti, Eva Gatirannatha. This is stated in Kali Sutra Upanishad, in all the scriptures. There is no other way, no other way, no other way in this Kali Yuga for the attainment of the Supreme Truth. Only one way, Harirnamiva Kevalam, only Harinam, the holy name of the Lord, one must take shelter of him. Harirnam, Harirnam, Harirnamiva Kevalam, Kalunasti, Vanasti, Vanasti, Vagatranatha. This is Yuga Dharma. Lord himself came, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to teach this thing. Yuga Dharma Pracharimu Nama Sankirtana, Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya Nachamu Bhuvana. I'll make the whole world dance, giving them Chari Bhava Bhakti. There are five Bhava Bhakti and five Rasas, these mellows. Santo, Dasya, Sukhya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. Five kinds of Rasas or mellows are relationship, samandha, rasa samandha with the Lord. This is principle, mukhya. Mahaprabhu says, Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya Nachamu Bhuvan. I'll give this four Bhava Bhakti melos. There is no Santa Rasa in Mahaprabhu's process for life. Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya Nachamu Bhuvan. I'll make the whole world dance giving this four Bhava Bhakti. Because in Santa Rasa, Santa Bhava, there is no activity. But in Mahaprabhu's process, there are activity, loving service, premumaisya. Loving service. The devotees of Mahaprabhu, the followers of Mahaprabhu, they are always engaged in loving service 24 hours. And different services that is pleasing to the Lord. Especially Kirtanaksha Bhakti, chanting the holy name, Mukhyapathe jiva paya krishna prema dhano. He has come to give this prema dhano. That prema, what Ramananda Raya says here, rasajyam kukira khai premamra mukuli, orasajyam kakatushe jnana nimva kuli. That prema, the love of Godhead, that is the mellow, highest mellow, rasa, one can taste very easily. By chanting this holy name, Mukhyapathe jiva paya krishna prema dhano, niraparadhe naam loile paya prema dhano. This is the sign. Mukhyapatha and gaunapatha, principal path and secondary gauna. Mukhyapathe jiva paya krishna prema dhano. By chanting this holy name, the Mukhyapatha, the deep result is krishna prema. The love of Krishna is full of this male of praise. Gauna secondary result is that is mukti. This secondary are Gaunapala, Unarthapa. Your topo of the name is Mukti. Mukti is very, very insignificant. Namabhasa Mukti. If you get the Namabhasa stage, you can achieve Mukti. Adamila got Mukti. Such a sinful person, only uttering name of Narayana, just calling his son, Putra Kusam Ketkuri. Such a insignificant result. Those were premi bhokto. Those were testing this premamra mukulo, testing this mellow, the love of Godhead. They kick mukti. Get out! I don't want you. Na dhanang na dhanang na sundaring kabipamba jagadisa kamaye mama janmani janmani sure bhavatar bhaktir ahit kisi. Sikhyastako Mahaprabhu says this thing. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim kavitamba jagati sakamai. Mama janmani janmani sare bhavatad bhakti rahit kiti. I don't want dhana, wealth, material wealth, jana, power, and sundari kavita, beautiful woman for enjoyment. Na mukti janmani janmani sare bhavatad bhakti rahit kiti. Devotee never wants such this mukti, this liberation. He says, janmani, janmani. Any form of life is it. Life after life. Nijo karma. Guna phale. Jeje janma pai. Janami, janami, janattava nama guru dai. Pure devotee asks for this thing. He never demands, Krishna, please liberate me. No. He never demands this thing, the pure devotee. Neither karma guna dose, jeje janma pai. Whatever birth I deserve according to my karma guna dose, let me be granted. No. But one prayer is there. Nija guna karma dose, jeje janma pai, janami janami janatava nama guna gai. This is my prayer. Please grant me this thing. Whatever form of life I may be, whatever birth I may take, but I will glorify, chant your holy name, your attributes, your pastimes, and with love, with praise. Just I am doing it. I will be doing like that. Please grant me this. This is a pure devotee's desire. So he kicks mukti for these empiric philosophers. They are after mukti. But the pure devotees never want mukti. Bhakti padi mukti dasi. Mukti is maid servant. Dasi means maid servant. Of bhakti. Mukti is maid servant of bhakti. Mukti mukulitangali sevate asman samapratiksha. This is stated by Vilamangala Thakur. Mukti mukulitangali sevate asman samapratiksha. Mukti comes to the doorstep of a pure devotee with folded hands. Sir, I have come to serve you. He is just waiting there at the doorstep of a pure devotee. Mukti mukritanjali sevate asman samayapatika. Just waiting. She is waiting on the queue to have a darshan of the pure devotee. The devotee says, now get out here. I don't want. But then significant. Arasvajya kakasu se jnana nimbo phara. This is arasvajya kak. Temperic philosophers, they are compared here as arasvajya kak. They are after this mukti nimbo phara with bitter. Get out. I'm tasting very, very sweet thing rasa. Melo. That Mahaprabhu came to give this thing. You see, this is Mahaprabhu. Who is Mahaprabhu? Who is Krishna? Who is the Krishna himself? He is came as Mahaprabhu. Krishna, you know, Kandarpa Kotika Manihya Abhisesa Sovan Varhapa Pansa Asitambuda Sundarangam. It's Krishna. Kandarpa Kotika Manihya Abhisesa Sovan. Kandarpa means copied. very beautiful person in this material world. Kotikandarpa, cross of stupid. Cannot be compared to the beauty of Krishna. Kandarpa Kotikamaniya, Vishesasobha. Such a beautiful person, Krishna. If you can see his beauty, will you be attracted any sort of beauty here in this material world? No. Beauty. That's what a beauty. Not beauty. But I is always saying, visualizing such beauty of Krishna. Is there any beauty here in this material world? No beauty at all. Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesato. Is it Krishna? Krishna. You see how this world is formed. Krishi Bhurvatra Saddhanasta Nibruti Vatra Payaraikyam Param Brahma Krishna iti abhijiyate. You see the very word Krishna. Kro, krus dhatu, root. Dhatu, something is it? Huh? Something is it? That's big, eh? Kink, ke baat ye hai, it's a Sanskrit hai. Sanskrit is long Sanskrit, because the original thing is Sanskrit. And it's quite natural with me that will come out. Please excuse me. Something is what he gets. If you can understand it, then that's all right. Yeah. It's not difficult. Devotees can understand. Krishna understands. Nana bhasavit, Krishna said. That is one attribute of Krishna. Krishna can understand any language you say. Nana bhasavit. So those who are pure devotees of Krishna, they can understand. Because Krishna prompts them. Sarva mahaguna guna vaishnava salire. Krishna bhakti krishna guna sakale sansar. Jasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akintana sarvai gunaistatra samasate sura. These are the Vedic quote stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Jasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akintana sarvai gunaistatra samasate sura. Those are akintana bhakta, another devotees of Krishna, pure devotees of Krishna, sarvai gunaistatra samasate sura. They are endowed with all these qualities, attributes in Krishna. And all the demigods are there in his body. Sarva Mahaguna Gana, Kaviraj Goswami writes the same thing. Sarva Mahaguna Gana Vaishnava Sarire, Krishna Bhakte Krishna Guna Sakali Sanchare. There's a Krishna Bhakta, devotees of Krishna, they are endowed with all the qualities that Krishna has. So Krishna in his Sarva Bhasavit, Krishna Bhakta is like that. Any language I say, you can understand because you are Krishna Bhakta. That will be no difficulty, I think. Krishna will inspire you. Krishna said that he, Te sangyavanu kampatham ahum ajnana vatama na svayami atma bhavastha jnana vipena vasvata. This is 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna said, those who are engaged in the loving service of mine, your devotees, premi bhaktas, te sangeva anukampartham aham jnanavantam. I favor them. I power mercy on them. I vanquish this ignorance of jnana in their heart and enkindle jnana deepo. Jnana deepo? Deepo means lamp of knowledge. In English we may say, I enkindle the lamp of knowledge in their heart. Because Krishna is there in Paramatma in everyone's heart. He is like Chaitya Guru, he promised. So he can make you understand thing, I think. So there will be no difficulty. So Krishna, Krishi Bhurvatra Saddhanasta Nibruti Vatra Tayaraityam Param Brahma Krishna iti avidhiyate. Krishna. Krishna means attraction. Akarsana, ananda vasaka, pleasure, ananda. So, attraction and pleasure combined together. So, your aikyam, param brahma krishna iti, abhidhit krishna. It's all attraction and all pleasure combined together. Everything of Krishna is all attracted. Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's prasad, Krishna's bhakta, Krishna's parafernalia, Everything relating to Krishna is all attractive and all full of pleasure. It, even Krishna himself is attracted towards the beauty of Krishna. You see, Krishna himself is attracted towards the beauty of Krishna. When Krishna was in Dwarka, he was Dwarkadhish, the king of Dwarka. The palaces there in Dwarka, made of very precious stone, they are known as, they look like mirror. Very precious stones look like mirror. Chintamani prastara, Diga prastara, we say, it reflects. This floor never reflects, I think, but in there, the floor reflects. Once Krishna saw his own reflection on the floor, one Krishna saw his own reflection, very beautiful one. Then he said, this was written by Rupa Goswami in Lalita Madhav. Aparikalita purva vastamatkara kari purati mamagariyani so madhurja pura ayam ahamapi hasta preksha danglubdha teta saravasang upabhaktam kamairadhikeva. Rupa Goswami writes this thing. Because Rupa Goswami knows, Chaitanya mana vishvam sthapayati kada rupam dadamyam so padanti. Rupa Goswami knows the mana vishta, the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna. So, if that Rupa Goswami favors me, towers his mercy, then I can understand. Otherwise, I cannot understand. Kada rupam dadamyam so padanti ikam, therefore we pray always. When that Rupa Goswami will say that, then I can understand. Rupa Raghunatha pade hoiva akuti, kove amu buddha vase jugala pirati. Rupa Raghunatha pade hoiva akuti, kove amu buddha vase jugala pirati. When that day will come, I can understand that loving prem between Radha and Krishna. Jugal Kiroti, I can understand when Rupa Raghunatha pade hoiva akuti, when Rupa Raghunath, this premi bhakta, will sour their mercy, then I can understand. Otherwise, I cannot understand. Therefore, Rupa Goswami writes this thing. His authority, his atharyo. Abarikalita purva kasta matkaro kari, prati mama garyane sa madhujya pura, ayam ahamapi hasta prakshada lubdha cetaha, saravasam upabhaktum kamaya radhikeva. Krishna says himself, who is this handsome, very beautiful person? Seeing his own reflection on the floor. You see, seeing his own reflection on the floor, aparikalita purva kasta matkaro kari, this is such a beautiful, handsome person, pragara madhurya samatkaro kari, avicharita purva chitrita purush. Who is such person here? Whose reflection it is? Oh, I desire to, that is say, saravasam upabhaktum kamaya radhikeva. A desire is there, lurking in my mind, that to embrace that beautiful person as Radharani wants to embrace Krishna, saradhikeva. This is desire of Krishna. You see? Krishna's desire, to enjoy, to taste this mellow of his beauty, his praise. That was not fulfilled in Krishna Lila. When he came as Krishna and manifested his Lila, that was not fulfilled. It was unfulfilled. It was fulfilled in Gaura Lila. When he came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you see, this prem mellow, that Ramananda Raya says. So that is the reason why Krishna came, this mukhya karan. This mukhya karan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance here. That is also written by Rupa Goswami. Why Krishna came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrusadanaiva Sadhyo Henat Bhutamadhurima Kidrusobhamadiya Saukhyantasa Madanubhava Kidrusam Deti Lobha Tadbhavadhyasamagani Satigarbha Sindhu Harindu It is written by Rupa Goswami. This is the reason, these are the reasons why Krishna came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, asking Sridhabhaya Pranamahima Chidrushavana Iva. What is that Pranamahima Sridhabharani? Pranaya, there is no conjugal relationship. In English, we may say like that. You may be acquainted with this term, I think. Though I need not explain, I am a very unqualified person to explain on these things. I may be excused, I think. Sridhabhaya Pranamahima Chidrushavana Iva. What is that Pranamahima of Sridhabha? To know it, to test it. This is the number one. Number two, Sadhya Hena Bhuta Madhurima Chidrushavana Madhya. That Madhura Rasa, that sweet mellow, that Radharani test. Sadhya Hena Bhuta Madhurima Chidrushavana. That is what kind of mellow it is. This is second thing. Third, Sokhyantasya Madanubhavata Kidruso Betilo Bhat. What sort of pleasure? By testing that mellow, what sort of pleasure? It is religious, divine, the three things. He became greedy to have these three things. Lobha, lobha means greedy, greediness. Therefore he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Veti lobha tat bhavadhyasamadani sati garbha sindhu harindu. From sati garbha sindhu he appeared. His mother's name is Sati. Therefore Mahaprabhu came to test all these three things. Not only himself will test. That's not say then he will be selfish. Oh, he himself test. He never allows us to test. No. Mahaprabhu is not selfish. Mahaprabhu is very magnanimous heart. Udhar hudoy. Magnanimous heart. He came to teach this thing also, to deliver you. All the loving devotees, bhakto. How they can test this mellow, this thing. He came to teach. Not only he himself releases and test it. He also gives it without discrimination, without no discrimination. Potitopamoranahibati. Brahmara durlava primo sabakare jati. Potitopamoranahibati. Brahma has not got this thing, this frame, what Mahaprabhu gives. Transcendental mellow, which Ramananda Nai. Now speaks of rasajya kutilo khai premamra mukula. That rasa, that prem rasa, what Mahaprabhu gives, which is very, very, which can be very easily attained by you, if you follow Mahaprabhu's path. How? Chaitanya charito suno dhuna saddha kari. Mastarja charya bhai mukhe bolo hari hari. It is said that Kaviraj Goswami says this thing. Chaitanya charita suna dhura saddha kari mastarja charya bhai mukhe bolo hari hari. This is the condition. With firm faith, dhura saddha, saddha sabde vishwasa kahe sudhura nishtoy, krishne bhakti kaile sarva karma kruta hoy. That is saddha. Saddha means firm faith. Saddha sabde vishwasa kahe, firm faith. And Krishna, in Krishna, in this teachings of Krishna, Krishna Bhaktas, Acharyas, and conclusions of Vedic truth, Vedic conclusions, to have firm faith, that's known as Shraddha. We say it is Shastriya Shraddha. There are two types of Shraddha. Laukika Paramparika Shraddha and Shastriya Shraddha. We deal with Shastriya Shraddha, no Laukika and Paramparika Shraddha. Laukika Paramparika Shraddha means, which is spoken by Mundan. Mundane scholars, which is just going on in this material world, material scientists, what the material scientists say, don't put that. That is known as Laukika Shraddha. Our business not with that Laukika Shraddha. We have to develop this Shastriya Shraddha. That Rupa Goswami says, Adu Shraddha, first thing is Shraddha. But that's a Shraddha, Shastriya Shraddha. To believe in the young sense of this astral miracle from faith in it. And from faith on Krishna, from faith in Krishna's teaching, that is enunciated in Shastra, Vedic literature, from faith in Guru Acharya Vaishnava, Shastra. That is known as Shraddha. Shraddha sabde vishwasa kahe sudrudha nishchaya. Krishna bhakti kahe sarvakarma kruta hoy. If you develop this Shraddha and engage yourself in the loving service of Krishna, then you finish all your work. No other duty is there for you to be done. That is the thing. Chaitanya Charita Sunab Dura Shraddha Kari Maschadya Sariya Bhai Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. That's what it says. Kaviraj Goswami says. Having this firm faith, you listen to Chaitanya Charita Amrita. And Maschadya Sariya Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. Maschadya means enviousness. Enviousness. Don't be envious. Those who are envious persons, they cannot penetrate into it. They cannot understand it. They cannot taste this rasa, this mellow, sweetest, very, very madhur rasa. They become arasajna kukira. They will become this intrigued philosopher. They will just meditate. Krishna, Bhagavan, Nirakar, Nirvishesa, Sunya. No rasa in it. They will become like that. Mascharya Sariya Bhai Mukhe Bola Hari Hari. So give up your mascharya, this enviousness, and chant Hari Hari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hari, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hari. Then you can understand how sweet it is. Mukhya Pathe Jiva Pai Krishna Premadhana Niraparadhe Nam Loile Pai Premadhana. That is stated. If you chant inoffensively, without offense, then you can get the same mukhya phala, the safe result of chanting this holy name of the Lord. That is stated. Brahma, those who are speculators, I say, Brahma va durlabha prema, svakare jate, potito pamaro nai bachi. Brahma, who is the first created being, who is the chief living entity here in this material universe, who has created all these things, the second creator, Dhata, who greatly has received this Vedic knowledge from Krishna, still he is built up, still he cannot know Krishna, because he has not received this prema. You understand? In Dwapar Yuga, this 5,000 years ago, when Krishna came himself, in this material world, this play, this transcendental pastime, when he was playing with the cowherd boys in Vrindavan forest, tending the cows of Nanda Maharaj, Brahma couldn't understand. Oh, he is a Param Brahma, Parameshwara. He was a mere child of 6-7 years old, just playing with other cowherd boys. Suvara, Sudama, Sidama, all these cowherd boys, they were playing. There are two groups they are playing. One group wins, another group is defeated. Winner and there, and defeated person is there. There was this thing, there are principle, one who wins and one who is defeated. The boy who is defeated, he will carry the winner on his shoulder and run about. So sometimes Krishna is defeated, Sri Rama wins. So Krishna carried Sri Rama on his shoulder and run. Brahma was looking, is he Parameshwara? Is he Param Brahma? Who is Parameshwara? Param Brahma is carrying on his shoulder. Suddha bhave sokha kare spande arohana. Suddha bhave brajeshwari kare bandhan. Suddha bhava, pure love. Right. Rasajya ko kilo khai pe maam brahmu kule. That is rasajya ko kilo pure love. Suddha bhave sokha kare spande arohana. The friend cowherd boy just gets up onto the shoulder of Krishna. Suddha bhava. You see, we can think it up. It's inconceivable. Asintya. This philosopher, simple philosopher, cannot think it up. There is a beyond their thinking process. Suddhabhavya sakhakare skandhyaravan. Suddhabhavya brajeshwari karai bondhan. Brajeshwari Yashoda Mata. He binds Krishna. You naughty child. I will bind you up. Yeah? How is it? Yashoda Mata binds Krishna with Parameshwara Param Brahma. Prajyachopanishad bhita. Sankhya jogeita satpatei. Upagiyamanam harin. Samanyata atmadam. You see? That is the Suddhabhav. This prayer, pure prayer, you cannot think it up. Prajyachopanishadhita sankhya-yogita sattvati. Upagyamanam hari, the glory of hari is sung in prajya. Prajya means Veda. Upanishadhain upanishadat. Prajyachopanishadhita sankhya-yogita sattvati. Sankhya-gyan is meditate upon him. Sankhya-lokana discussion, Sankhya-philosophy on him. Sattvati is devotees, pray of her, Sudhi-bandhana. He says he is my soul. Samanyata-atmadei. Oh, he is my soul. You see this prayer? What sort of pain it is? What sort of bhav it is? Suddhava, they cannot understand this thing. Imperate philosophy. They are just eating the bitter nimb of pala, bitter. They cannot taste this. Pray, you see. So she binds. Oh, he is a Parambrahma Parameshwara. When they are displaying this bhojan lila in Vrindavan forest in midday, the old cowherd boys and Krishna Balaram, they sat together in a circle and they had brought some food, their mothers. Had given them, they had wrapped it in bundles, they unwrapped it, and then began to eat, sitting in a circle, and they began to share each other's food. He takes from his food, he takes from his food, Krishna takes from his food, and someone takes from Krishna. So, in this way, the Leela was going on, Brahma was looking, oh, what is this? Is this Krishna, is this boy? Is Parambrahma Parameshwara? Let me test him. So Brahma was said to test him. It's Brahma was builder, Brahma Vimohana. By dint of his yoga shakti, he stole the cowherd boys and the calf. He stole and made them asleep in a cave of a mountain. Then he went to his dham. Now I'll stop the krida, the playing of Krishna. I'll see how he's Bhagavan. Within a moment, he came back. Let me go and see. Which is one moment there? It is 1 year past here in this half planet. Which is one moment in Brahmaloka. But he found the same calves are there, the same boys are there, the same playing was going on. Oh, what is this? I saw, I took out of them, why is it? What is this? Is that Krishna brought back them here again? So he went there to see whether they are there or not. This year they are lying there. Oh, they are lying there. Who is there? Oh, he meditated upon. Dhyan. So all looked 400 these two parts. The calf and the cowherd boy. Because they have come out from the body of Krishna. Krishna has expanded. How can you understand Krishna? So he couldn't understand. He was killed. Then he could know, yes, this child is Krishna. This child is Krishna. So he came down and persuaded himself at his lotus feet and begged, excuse Krishna, I have committed a great offense. Please excuse me. I don't want this position of Brahma. You take away from me immediately and make me a blade of grass here in this Vrindavan. Then my life will be successful. You understand? Why did he say? Because Brahma has durlabha prema. Brahma has not to receive this prema. Which will enable you to understand Krishna. He has not received that. Then he offered in 10th canto of Bhagavatam, there are Brahma Stuti, prayers of Brahma. So many nice verses are there. If some of you might have read it, let me recite two verses. Brahma says,